clouds for September. We ordered September clouds, Craig, and they have arrived for us for the most part, too. And I did wear sort of a jacket. I wore my first sweatshirt yesterday evening.
Ooh.
It'll be, and somebody in my house said, we should turn on the furnace. I ignored.
Oh, no.
I ignored.
The furnace.
Yeah,
oh, my.
It's getting cold. And I ignored that. I just.
You've got to hold out until Thanksgiving.
No, stop. Don't. No, it'll happen. But I just ignored it. I didn't hear it because I didn't even want to get into the discussion about it. So I didn't want to go with it. But, yeah, it's the way we are in September. Here we are. And it's time now to check in once again with the folks from the Community Foundation of Lorain County with their Connect to a Cause. And we have with us the board chairperson, executive committee chair, Susan Bowers. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm well, and I have a partially long-sleeve shirt on this morning.
See?
So
well.
Sleeveless is gone, I believe.
Well, you know, just change up your wardrobe. You know, you've been wearing a lot of the same things over and over again for the last 6 months, and now it's time to get on to something different. And just... You know, the weather changes as well, but you're here to talk about the Connect to a Cause. I saw you kick off the 8 to 8, the 12-hour event that's going on. You did that on Facebook Live. How did that go for you today?
Good? It went really well. I know we had a lot of folks that joined for that Facebook Live session. So we've got money coming in already. So I'm just so excited for not only the Community Foundation, but the nonprofits that will benefit from today's event.
Paraphrase a little bit of what you said to the audience at that time. What were you trying to encourage, or what are your thoughts about today?
Well, the Community Foundation, as you know, is celebrating 40 years of connecting people who care with causes that matter. So 40 years, when you think about it, the founders probably didn't have a clue what was going to happen in 40 years. So here we are today to celebrate that 40th anniversary. And when we talked about this last year, internally, we thought, well, we'll have a gala or a party or something. And it's like, why should we spend all that money for a gala when we instead can give it back to the community? So we've started this Connect to a Cause, encourage nonprofits to join up with us and do their own fundraising to build their endowments. And then as the pandemic hit, we said perhaps it would be better for the foundations or for the individual nonprofits to raise money, but it would be a pass-through. So if they want to put it in their endowment, they can. But if they need it to sustain their operations or help the community, whatever money they can raise today can be given right to them to help them take care of those things. So I just encouraged everyone to contribute, to get online, to come down and contribute to help support our local nonprofits, which just do extraordinary things for our community.
When I talked to Cindy, the CEO and president of the Community Foundation, last hour, everything hadn't started yet, so everything was like at zero. Now I'm seeing numbers move, different amounts as people are starting to donate, and we're only 45 minutes in as well. So,
absolutely.
So looks like it's going to be a great day. And I guess throughout the day on the Facebook platform, you're kind of sort of spotlighting some of the different organizations, or they're taking part, giving a little bit of let people know who are these people behind these organizations and what their causes are, right?
That's right. In 15-minute increments, different organizations will be on, such as at 8:45, Ryan Aroney from our own United Way will be on to talk about why it's important to donate to the United Way. Some of the other organizations, the Free Clinic and Paul Baumgartner will be on. Tammy Mullins from the Grafton Library, Victor Leandri from El Centro. Becky Norton from the Spirit of 76 Museum in Wellington. So lots of nonprofits that need the community's support to help them fulfill their mission. It's really the mission of the Community Foundation, connecting people who care, particularly about Lorain County, with causes that matter to them.
Susan, in your time there and your work there, has there been a time when you've come upon a group, an organization, and you thought, wow, I didn't know they did that, or maybe not to that scope?
I have learned a lot about Lorain County by serving here on the Community Foundation. There are so many very small nonprofits who really work behind the scenes. They don't get publicity, and you know they can't afford to advertise, but they're serving very unique areas of our community and really doing great work. So it's I am just privileged that I've spent 9 years on the Community Foundation as board chair now. My term ends at the end of this year, but I know I will remain active with them because of what the Community Foundation has done for our community. You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, Second Harvest was really hit with the need to distribute a lot of food because all of a sudden we have this mass amount of unemployment here in the community through no cause of their own, and people were going hungry. We had an anonymous donor who supplied $250,000 that we could give to Second Harvest Food Bank right at the beginning of the pandemic so that they were not going to or so that they could continue to supply a lot of folks with basic things, you know, food.
Wow.
And what a privilege that was to be able to do that.
And also knowing that they can trust you to make sure that money is used the proper way, I guess. Is
absolutely. Absolutely. You know, no one wants their dollars to go toward inappropriate things. And through our grant process, through the Community Foundation's relationship with these nonprofits, we know what they're doing. Their sites are visited, so that we know that the funds that we're distributing are going to the right cause.
We're talking to Executive Committee Chair, Board Chairperson Susan Bowers of the Community Foundation of Lorain County. But I thought I'd give you time to talk about the 100 women who care about Lorain County. You're involved with too. Tell us that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you to tell us a little bit about that group and that organization, how that works.
So back in October 2010, myself and three of my friends, we all went to grad school together, and we formed 100 Women Who Care About Lorain County with a very simple platform. We're going to gather 100 women together four times a year, select three nonprofits from those members who want to support a nonprofit. Each one is given a few minutes to talk about the nonprofit and why we should support it. At the end of the session, the members vote on the nonprofit that they want to get the money, and by simple majority, whichever nonprofit gets the most votes, we write then our individual checks to that nonprofit. So if we have 100 women in the room and each woman donates $100, that nonprofit walks away that night with $10,000. So we've been doing this since October of 2010, and we have raised over $375,000. And every penny has stayed here in Lorain County to support Lorain County nonprofits. So I am extremely proud and passionate about it. And it is one of the organizations that members can, or the community can, donate during this Connect to a Cause. We have actually about 300 members. So I even emailed them all this morning to remind them that instead of an October meeting, which we've not been able to have our in-person meetings, this is your opportunity to donate your funds to one of these nonprofits. So it's a great group and very passionate and philanthropic women here in Lorain County that are willing to get their checkbook out, and collectively all these checks together can make a big impact in our community.
Right. So technically more than 100 women care about Lorain County. That's what you found out over these 10-some years then, right?
Absolutely. And some women maybe aren't in a position to donate the $100 each quarter, but they could donate maybe $50 a quarter. And so they partner up with another member and form a team, if you will, and that allows them to continue to contribute and feel that their smaller donation perhaps is still going to impact a nonprofit. We've had huge success, and you know, some of the organizations that we have supported are also participating in the event today, such as the YWCA and Blessing House and Second Harvest. So a lot of great organizations that are out there that 100 Women Who Care About Lorain County have supported. And any lady who is listening, go to our website, which is 100womenlorainecounty.org and check us out and figure out right on the pages of our website. You can download the form and join us. We welcome everyone, anyone who wants to join. And if there's a guy out there, we don't technically encourage the guys to show up for the meetings, but we will absolutely take their check. So
yeah,
we're really open to everybody.
And you mentioned something earlier about they may not have a full amount at some point like that, but that's kind of the same thing that works on with this peoplewhocare.org when you go today for the Connect to a Cause. You just have any amount added up, and if there's a lot of folks with a little amount, look how fast it becomes a big amount, right?
Absolutely, and that sometimes you think, oh, I've only got $25 to donate. But if you take your $25 and the funds from a lot of other people, all of a sudden that becomes a $10,000 award. So how cool is that?
Right. So if you want to feel good today, go to peoplewhocare.org, connect to a cause. They've got the 12-hour event going on. We're almost done with hour number one. It goes to 8 o'clock tonight. But, of course, with any of these organizations, even the Community Foundation is – Cindy said you can really donate to them at any time if you can, or even contact the Community Foundation, peoplewhocare.org, and find out more about how your money can be gone to some good organization, something that you care about, or something that really may be an important part of your life. Susan, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you got a lot to do. Get back to work with all the big, long day you have ahead of us. But thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Susan Bowers again from the Community Foundation of Lorain County joining us.